You'll want to be with us in the Tiger Den, January 6th, big Northern Lakes Conference basketball game. It's the Warsaw Lady Tigers bringing the Northridge Lady Raiders. And on that night, Warsaw will be honoring the 20th anniversary of Warsaw's run to the state championship game in 2004. Jacqueline Leininger, Michelle DeGeter, Julie Cease, Rebecca Reichard, Tara Meyer, the whole crew have been invited back. Most of them we expect to be there. And that will be a fun night. We're going to honor them right after the JV game is over. JV starts at 6:15, so you want to get there. Make sure get there before 7 o'clock so that you don't miss it. Tiger Bowl to start the third. Five that started the game, Bricker, Gould, Finlinson, Martin, and Jaeger, who had back-to-back dunks in the first quarter. His third and fourth dunks of the season. And we're ready to go. Bricker will throw it in. And Carroll comes out in a 2-3 zone defense look. Is that what it is? No, it's man-to-man. They immediately matched up on the first pass. Gould right elbow comes up shooting and hitting. Carson Gould has his first two of the game, and he's made it a one-point game, 34-33, 15 seconds in. On the handoff, Hauser. Cross-court pass, open, but not shooting is Fisher. That's not his game. Jackson Pardon on the drive, puts it up with the left hand and in. Again, the Tigers continue to give up dribble penetration in almost every game this season. Gould pushed out of there by Jackson Pardon. Martin between the circles. Bricker at the free throw line. Backs down in. Ball taken away. Bricker dives at it. Can't get it. Jaeger knocked it free. It's taken anyway by Peters for Carroll. And then the pass up the wing, grabbed by Jackson Pardon. Runs down the lane, forced up a bad shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Finlinson's got the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead far side, Bricker. Angles the free throw line. Down the side of the lane, off the glass and in. Bricker went from the left sideline all the way to the right side of the basket to make it a one-point game again. Jackson Pardon the baseline. Out to Hauser on the wing. They'll pick him up on the switch. Out to the top. Here's a three by Fisher. It's rimming, no good. Bricker had the rebound knocked out of his hands. Foul called against Carroll, and Warsaw's going to get the ball back looking for the lead. The foul is called on Grant Peters. That's his first. He grabbed a hold of the arm of Luke Bricker. So Warsaw with the ball. They have not led since the first quarter. Gould through the center circle. Looking left, throws it left to the key beyond the arc to Martin. Out to Jaeger between the circles. Now he'll hand back to Gould. He's picked up there by Sampson. Sampson. Now left side Martin lobs down to Gould, or to Jaeger on the baseline. He'll back down and score. Jaeger backed his way in. Peters went down, no whistle. Warsaw with the lead, 37-36, 6:05 left to play third quarter. Hauser, right corner, Jackson Pardon, shoots from 15, shot it way short. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker up ahead to Martin, one on three. Flips it back to Bricker, a catch and go move up the baseline, all the way across Finlinson, wide open, three, bingo! His fourth of the game. He's got 12. Timeout, Tigers. Timeout, Carroll. 5:49 left to play in the third. Warsaw leads 40-36. And we still haven't seen if it's a full or a 30. It is a third. No, it is a full timeout. Timeout, Carroll. Warsaw leads by four. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We talked in the beginning of the game. Flow. Rhythm. Continuity, whatever word you want to use. Warsaw, for large sections of the first half, did not have it. They didn't have it against Wauwatosa last Friday. They did on Saturday against South Bend, Washington. In the first 2:11 of the third quarter, they have found it again. A 9-2 run to start the third. Warsaw now leads 40-36, their first lead since the beginning of the game. Hauser headed the other way. Dribbles to the right off a screen. Now to Sampson. Left corner for Jackson Pardon. Guarded by Martin. He'll dribble it out. Throw it out to Peters. And he hands back to Pardon. Warsaw will switch it. Double team. Steps through it. Hit Peters in the knee. But he's able to get it and keep it in bounds. Pardon shoots a 22-footer and hit it. He's got 18. That's his second three-pointer of the game and 22nd of the year. That's a one-point game. 40-39 Tigers. Martin picks up his dribble. Now to Jaeger on the wing. Down to Bricker on the block. Backstead in on Hauser. Fakes, leans in, falls and fires, and missed it. Jaeger the rebound, back up, no good. Carson Gould fighting for the rebound, can't get there. And Peters grabs it for Carroll. They've got a chance to regain the lead. Hauser skips it wide open. Sampson, left corner for three. It's good. Sampson with a three-point basket to put Carroll back on top 42-40 with 4:45 left to go in our third stanza. And I didn't even need to look at that one. I knew that one was going in. This, the rhythm of the game made it so. Gould down to the baseline. Martin, he got knocked over. Play goes on. He can't dribble, so he'll lob it back out to Carson. Carson wants to go back down in there. He'll find Bricker in the lane instead. He's in traffic. He had the ball knocked away. He got it out of there. Finlinson left side. A three-pointer. No good. Carson Gould tips it, and Finlinson couldn't get to it. Howard turned the other way, 2-on-1, drives down, puts it up, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Jaeger. He tried to lay it over the rim, and it rolled off on him. Warsaw down by two with the ball, approaching the midpoint of quarter to three. Finlinson, near corner, inside the arc. Down in on Hauser, spins in baseline side, leans in, tough shot, no whistle. Matt Moore can't believe it. Play goes on. Sampson headed the other way. Pardon. Runs into Carson Gould, falls, fires from 10, no good. Rebound, Martin got tied up, held ball. And the arrow belongs to the Chargers with 3:48 to play in the third. And Carroll leading 42-40. Sullivan into the game for Warsaw. And Jaeger's going to come out. Well, they have not protected the Tiger shooters. When Warsaw shoots the ball, contact is legal in this game. Sampson runs into Finlinson down the side of the lane. Finlinson blocked it on the way by. Sullivan grabs it off the backboard. In transition, Carson Gould stops but keeps dribbling. Fisher's out on him. Gould sees an opportunity here, looking for a screen. Now he'll put it on the floor into the near corner. Martin up the baseline around Jackson Pardon, puts it up and in. Martin with nine, tied at 42, our fourth tie. We've had five lead changes. Hauser the other way. Down inside to Peters. Back out to Hauser. Left side three-pointer. It's good. Cannon Hauser with his second three-point basket of the game. He's got 14. 45-42. Carroll by three. 3 minutes left to play third quarter. Bricker steps back off his screen for a three, and it's good. Luke Bricker with his second three-point basket of the game. We're even at 45. Hauser finds a cutting Peters in the lane for a little five-footer for two. And again, that's just not being completely back and aware of where people are at. Gould between the circles. Tigers down by two with the ball. 2.5 minutes left to play in the third. Finlinson holding right wing right from the Warsaw bench. Sullivan on the block, fakes to the middle. Now fakes again, now takes it up, and now finally a whistle sounds and a foul is called on Sampson, and it's a shooting foul. That's the call that Warsaw has not been getting. We get a second look at it on the replay, and again, he just slaps straight down on top of him. That is an easy foul call, but that has not been called so far. Two team fouls on Carroll in this quarter. Warsaw has none. Sullivan shoots two to tie the game, with 2:25 left to go in its third quarter. Drew for the season, 7 out of 8. Takes a big deep breath and shoots an air ball. And I mean, we're looking right down on that one, and it didn't hit the front of the rim by a foot. So Drew will try one more. Again, trying to make it a one-point game, and he does. Off a career high 15 on Saturday. He has his first point. Hauser a three, blocked by Bricker, and it's going to be loose under the basket. Driving in is Jackson Pardon for two. There are two Tigers laying underneath the basket who got run over in the wake of that. Carson Gould pull up 8-footer in the lane. Good. Carson Gould. Tough chance. Sampson the other way. Offensive foul. Wave off the basket. And Ryan Abbott has something to say to the official on the way by, and he definitely heard it. His partner will step in and say something about that. Good job by the Tigers to take the hit. Now Warsaw looks for the lead with 2:02 left to go in the third quarter, trailing 49-48. Gould through the center circle. Brings it to the near sideline, right in front of Matt Moore. Out top, Jaeger between the circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Out to Martin. He got roughed up. There's another foul call. Sampson with his third. And out of bounds to the Tigers. That's 14 fouls on the Chargers. Ryan Abbott wants to remind the officials that Warsaw hasn't been called for any this quarter. Bricker to throw it in. And he'll lob it in the backcourt to Martin. Martin will bring it all the way to the near side. Down toward the wing. Jaeger out at the top. Dribbles left. Now to Carson Gould between the circles. Down in deep, Jaeger, and he's fouled. And now all of a sudden, the officials are calling everything. Paxton Crane with the foul holding Jaeger down in the post. If he doesn't hold him there, that's a dunk. And it should be free throws, and it is. Jaeger is going to go to the line and shoot. Luke with 12 points in this game, 26 in the last seven quarters. And a chance here to get this game even with the first free throw. And it is rimming, no good. That had no arch on it whatsoever. Berger in, Sullivan out with 1:36 left to go in the third. Jaeger with one more. That's Luke's first miss of the season. He's 6 out of 7. Jaeger shoots again, and that one's good. 3 out of 4 for him. 49-49 is our score, our sixth tie of the game. Warsaw in a half-court trap. Jackson Pardon trapped in the deep far corner, back up the sideline to Hauser. Back to Jackson Pardon in the corner. Probably shouldn't leave him to trap. Now he's trapped, and he traveled. He changed his pivot feet to try to get it out of there. And again, the Tigers have the ball, looking to regain the lead with 1:20 to go in the third. Bricker bounces into Carson Gould, who was not looking when he threw it, but the count was getting to 3. And Carson was looking over at the Tiger bench. Jaeger between the circles, left side Bricker, well guarded by Hauser. Now skip pass across Carson Gould, down in deep. Jaeger on the block. He's surrounded, put it up, foul called. And again, all of a sudden, fouls that weren't being called in the first 2.5 quarters now are getting attention. And this is a foul on Crane again. That's his third all this quarter. Jaeger back up there for 2 more free throws. Trying to give the Tigers the lead. And the big fella shoots it up and in. He ties a career high with 14 points. 14 points in his career high was Saturday against South Bend, Washington. And Wright Abbott is really working the officials. He can't believe that they're all of a sudden now calling these fouls. Jaeger makes both. Warsaw has the lead, 51-49. Crane at the right elbow. Jackson Pardon right side, three-pointer. Rimming in the air, no good. Carson Gould the rebound, 52 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Martin, right baseline, spinorama in the lane, put it up, and Hauser blocked it. Going the other way, Briggs, Pardon with it. Racing down the middle of the floor, kicks it out. 3 in the way by Tyler Morris, way off the mark. Tipped off the backboard, no good, foul called. And it's going to be a foul against the Tigers, I believe. Yes, Bricker with the foul, his first. It's a non-shooting foul, out of bounds, baseline left at the far end. This is the first foul against Warsaw in this third quarter. Hauser out top. Ooh, Gould had eyes of going to get that. He could not get there. Briggs Pardon to Morris, far corner, now to Hauser. 30 seconds. The possession here belongs to Warsaw. Crane dribbles right, hands off to Morris. Now Bricker gets in his grill. Morris beats him off the dribble, dumps it underneath to Crane. He'll reverse layup, up and in. Crane scores, ties the game at 51. 10 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Gould off a Bricker screen. Dribbles left, behind the back dribble, into traffic. Double team, trying to get the ball out of there. Finds Martin in the corner. A 3 at the buzzer is no good. And that'll do it for 3. We are all even, 51-51, as we head to the fourth. And we'll do that after these words on News Now Warsaw.